Chapter 36. Nath swatted Stargell's frisky hands away. The persistent gnome continued to poke and prod.
What is this thing, this monster you mentioned?
It's no matter, no matter at all. The end of your presence is inevitable.
He grabbed Nath's elbow.
The skin is fascinating. I hope there's enough left so we can keep it.
Nath shoved him back.
That's enough.
No matter. I'll inspect it when you're dead.
I'm not gonna die,
Nath said, pointing to his chest. The gnomes giggled.
Stop that! I assure you I've faced tougher monsters than this lurker you've mentioned.
The gnomes gaffed. They all spoke common now, fast but plenty understandable to Nath.
Nothing can defeat the lurker,
one said, shaking his head.
Nothing,
said another.
Not ever,
said the third. Nath wasn't used to anyone telling him that he was going to lose or die to anything. If he could handle a full-scale dragon, he could handle just about anything else. Nath's arms tensed at his sides. His scales rippled. The gnomes oohed and awed.
You might as well sit, have something to eat,
Snargell said, tugging at his arm.
Enjoy our company before the lurker comes.
Nath pulled away.
I'm not here to chat. I've somewhere to be, and I'll see this finished.
See what finished?
Snargell asked.
I've two demands. First, I need two more of these,
he said, holding the glowing stone up. The gnomes reached into their aprons and each handed him a stone. The small hall made for plenty.
I said two more,
Nath said, sticking the three for Otterbone inside his jerkin. He tossed the others back.
Don't be so zealous to drop your booty.
They giggled at him and one another. The tall, bald one said,
What is your second request?
You will cease making any more stones, and you'll destroy what you already have. And you'll have to come with me.
They froze, their little gnarled hands twisted at their beards. Suddenly they burst out laughing. Red-faced guffaws followed one right after the other. Two fell to their backs on the floor kicking. They laughed so loudly it was resounding off the jackside walls. This was one of the things dwarves hated about gnomes. They were always cheery and laughing. Embarrassed and taken aback, Nath felt uneasiness seep into him. He had what he wanted. All he had to do was leave and jump for the river, but their laughter convinced him that wasn't going to happen. They all got up, grabbed their tools, and got back to work, talking and laughing back and forth with one another, leaving only him and Stargell all alone.
Your quest is foolish, futile, my friend,
Snargell said, stroking his hairy arms.
Nothing comes to the floating city and lives for long. Just us gnomes.
You live?
Aye. We live, but we are cursed,
he said, frowning.
The lurker will kill us if we try to leave.
Or the dragons?
The dragons?
Snargell laughed.
They fear the lurker as much as any do. They come and collect the stones for Barnabas. Come.
Snargell led him through the mines, stopping at a small well made of jackside rocks. It was barely big enough for a cat to squeeze through. Dark colors swirled in the hole.
We put the stones in here. On the other side, dragons pick them up. They won't come inside the cavern. Too dangerous. The lurker can be temperamental.
Dragons didn't fear anything except other dragons. What could be so bad that a dragon would fear it?
Why you?
Why me? What?
Snargell said.
Why doesn't someone else prepare the stones?
Ha ha! Only we can. We are crystal gnomes, masters of precious stones. We work the blue rock and make it willing. It is our craft, but it still takes the hardest metals and magic to chip it. Most people don't understand. This jacksite is harder, but especially hard when you don't understand it. We do. We talk to it, and it talks to us.
He rubbed the skin on the back of his hand with his finger.
We aren't blue for just any reason. We're special.
What you're doing is serving Barnabas. The stones are used for evil, to control the dragons. You'll have to stop.
We cannot. It's what we do. We're here. We cannot leave.
And if you die?
They just bring more gnomes. Everyone is expendable.
Can more gnomes do it?
Nath said.
Any crystal gnome can, with the right tools.
The gnome said, leading him back through the jacksite catacombs to where they had stood before.
We've always done this for the wizards, for generations. They were wise doing what they did. Cursing the city and freeing it from control, it worked for a long, 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 long time. But Barnabas figured it out. The undead protect the city above, and the lurker is the guardian in the mines below. Barnabas made a deal with it.
What kind of deal?
They feed it.
Feed it? What?
Whatever it wants, but mostly the river folk.
The gnome said, picking up his hammer and chisel.
But it gets a craving for other things from time to time. Elves, dwarfs, gnolls, you name it. Horses, cattle, pixies. The dragons fetch them. The one reason why they roost like hawks in a nest. Sometimes it even feasts on the dragons themselves. That's why they hate it.
He eyed Nath's scales.
I can only imagine the lurker will be looking forward to a taste of you. I've heard every marrow has a different flavor.
He rubbed his belly.
Still makes me a little sick to my stomach when I hear those horrible sucking sounds, worse than an orc licking its fingers. Thanks to the accompanying screams.
His bald head shivered.
Still hear the screams.
Nath folded his arms over his chest, glowered at him, and said,
"You wouldn't be stretching the truth, would you?"
Gnomes, unlike dwarfs, weren't quite so honest. Not only were they crafters, they were well-known tricksters as well. Stargell eyed him back and said in a dire tone,
"I assure you this is no tall tale."
Nath looked back over his shoulder. The inverted staircase was gone.
Where did...
Snargle held up his palm and pressed a finger to his lips. His eyes widened like saucers, and the chiseling of the other gnomes stopped.
It was nice talking to you, Nathdragon,
the gnome said, extending his hand.
I'll do what I can to preserve your skin. There's no salvation for your bones, however. The lurker knows you are here.